just threw a petty party, and we'll tell you all about it.
And Lady Gaga was at two big awards shows last night, but her boyfriend was a bigger winner. We'll explain.
Plus, Will Smith's making a surprising claim about his marriage.
And later, we're talking to the latest person eliminated from The Masked Singer.
Welcome to Dish Nation! Woo! Hey, Later, but what you got first, Chewy?
Okay, so a lot of football fans were bummed when Tom Brady announced his retirement from the NFL after 22 years. If you were one of those people, you can rejoice because after just 6 weeks, the GOAT has changed his mind. Brady said, "These past 2 months, I've realized my place is still on the field and not the stands. I'm coming back for my 23rd season in Tampa. We have unfinished business." All right. End quote. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. So obviously he loves the game. Are you guys surprised about this at all?
He didn't even have a chance to go to Florida and do the retirement.
Right.
This is what happens when you spend two months with your wife and kids.
Right.
You know, you spend 2 months with your wife and kids. Brady's like, screw this. Let me back in the boys in the locker room.
Don't stop complaining. My God.
But he stepped on a couple Legos, and he's like, I'm going back.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going back. Yeah. I'm good.
No, and also, it's like, it's so in his blood. Mm-hmm. When you do something that you love doing, and then you stop. Mm-hmm. I don't see Tom Brady behind an ESPN desk.
Yeah. Not yet.
Like, the whole time.
No, hell no.
Well, why do you get married and have kids if it's in your blood? Those kids need their daddy, Sharon. You know that. And that woman needs her husband.
I think he's got a big off season where they got him.
Giselle's probably got it on lockdown when Tom's not around, you know?
He's not around for maybe 14, 15 weeks out of the year.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they got him for the rest of the
year. I think that might have been Giselle.
Yeah.
It might have been.
Take your ass Bullshit. Back. Get out of my house.
All right, you guys. As we all know, former Empire star Jussie Smollett was sentenced last week to 150 days in jail and 30 months probation for his role in his staged attack.
Okay.
But the jail term comes despite the support of some of Jussie's Hollywood friends. Now, Samuel L. Jackson and Alfre Woodard both wrote letters to the judge asking that Jussie not be incarcerated. So, here's what I want to know. If y'all got in prison, who would you get to write letters to keep you out? Like, is there somebody special?
All of you are pretty awesome. Either Sherry? Or maybe Gary. Gary would be great. I think you'd be like, you know what? You need to let Chucky out of the prison.
That's right.
He's great, big and cuddly, and he needs to be out of there. We need him back on the show.
Right. But you know what, though, Chewy? I think he should have got Steven Spielberg and Walter Cronkite. He could have got them to write those letters, and he would have been out.
Is Walter Cronkite even alive?
I think he's dead, Gary.
Is he gone?
But I mean,
he's going to write it from heaven.
Yeah, his children.
Yo, letter from heaven will do it. The other thing is, like, when you read somebody's letter that somebody's writing, you always hear it in their voice.
Absolutely.
Like, you got to go for, like, Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
You know, you need, like, somebody to get
Samuel
epic.
Jackson, I think that he should, you know.
Y'all let that
sick and tired.
Let that out. Yeah. I'm sick and tired of all these court cases.
Okay, moving along.
Hilarious.
In other positive news, the Critics' Choice Awards and the BAFTAs were both held last night, and Lady Gaga was nominated for Best Actress at both events, which is super cool.
Wow.
Unfortunately for Mother Monster, she didn't win either award, but the evening was not a total bust. Her boyfriend Michael Polanski was given a special BAFTA by host Rebel Wilson in the form of a gold bra.
She was throwing out the bras. It was really great. It looked about my size.
It was a 44 triple E.
Is it a double standard, y'all? Like, what would happen if I threw my jock strap out in the audience? Like, I would be canceled.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is this okay?
What a sniffer. That's great.
It depends, Chewy. Like, are we at the ESPY Awards and you're giving out a plus one with a jock strap? And context is important.
Right. It's going to smell good. That's what I like.
I'd have rubbed that dead jock strap all on my neck and
Gary, have you ever been a famous person's plus one anywhere?
No, it's sad, Tanner, not yet, but I'm waiting for you to get something and I could be your plus one.
Oh,
are you going to wear the trucker hat, Gary?
Yeah. Gary, will you wear it?
Gary's going to have you in a jock strap.
Yeah, Gary's going to have me in that trucker hat. Oh, boy.
And a jock strap.
Because somehow I picture that trucker hat in Gary's fantasy.
Yes.
Well, it looks like Tiffany Haddish is taking a page from Gary's shady book, Lord. So, let me tell you what she did. She wished her ex-boyfriend, King Common, a happy 50th birthday.
Okay, that's not shady.
Well, Gary, let me tell you how people are saying this is shady. So she took to IG and posted a picture of Common with the caption, "Happy birthday to the King at Common, one of the most handsome, dynamic, and wonderful men I have ever known. May the Most High continue to bless and shine through you. I'm wishing you joy, peace, light, love, and fun on your born day. I hope you are happy for 50 more years. Love."
That's beautiful.
Sounds amazing.
Right? Well, get this. It's the same birthday message that Common wrote for her birthday last year. All she did was copy and paste the same text.
That's
how about that? Was she being petty boots or not?
Nope.
You know, I understand that because it's like when you break up, you got to go through the stages of grief. And one of the stages of grief is anger.
So
literally when she posted that, I thought it was a friendly text. Mm-hmm. So maybe she was thinking, that's all you wrote on my birthday? We supposed to be there? Like, that was so ambiguous. So maybe she's going through that anger stage.
No, Sherry, she's not angry.
I thought that was a sweet message.
It's a re-gift, but that's a message. When I look at it, I go, if you're in a partnership, that's not really a loving message. That's a friend
kind of
message.
But maybe they had a private loving moment or message to themselves.
She said, if you're going to tell me this, Bass, I'm telling it right back to you. Love, peace, light, and earth, and all that other stuff. There you go. Happy birthday.
All right, moving on. Will Smith had an amazing weekend. He won the BAFTA and Critics' Choice Award for Best Actor.
Yes, congrats. Congrats.
Well deserved.
But he also had time to set the record straight about he and Jada's marriage. Y'all, we can't get enough of this marriage. Okay, so he sat down with Gayle King for an interview and shared that despite of Jada's admission of an entanglement with singer August Alsina back in 2020, there has never been any infidelity in his marriage. Take a look.
You both have talked very candidly. It's a very famous story. Infidelity in the marriage and how you navigated that time.
There's never been infidelity in our marriage.
Never been infidelity in the marriage?
Never. Jada and I talk about everything, and we have never surprised one another with anything ever.
Okay, now, he was emphatic. Like, he interrupted Gayle. He said, there's never been an infidelity.
Very
which says
serious.
To me that whole entanglement, they all knew about it. It really wasn't an entanglement.
But then here's where he also goes, though. He says something about him, neither him or Jada has ever been surprised by anything. No one has ever.
Right.
Like, they've talked about everything first. And so it's like, is it cheating if you tell the other person, like, Sherry, if we're together and I'm like, hey, Sherry, like, this is where our relationship, I'm going to go do this and you're fine with that. If you go do you, is that infidelity?
Is it murder?
Wow.
If I...
Yikes.
You end up dead. I'm not playing it.
On this episode of Snapped.
That's exactly what it be. No, you don't get no pass. Ain't no, for me, it's an infidelity. Like, but it's the way you look at your relationship and the way you two have defined it.
Yeah, well, why she said something different on the red table, honey?
Well,
she said that she was lonely and needed love and found it with this boy with August and all that stuff. But that's that Hollywood mess. Y'all have a different jargon when y'all saying things, honey.
So how do you say it in Atlanta, Gary?
Yeah. In Atlanta, you say, your ass cheated on me, damn it, and now, honey, it's infidelity.
Well, you guys, switching gears, we would like to send our condolences to the family and the friends of singer TV personality Tracy Braxton.
Yes.
At the young age of 50, she lost her battle to cancer. Tracy was a wonderful spirit and talented performer. May she rest in peace and keep those angels singing. Stay tuned. We have more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Well, we got some Yeezy news for y'all. Pete Davidson, a.k.a. Skeet, a.k.a. Pete the Meat, has now entered the chat.
Wow.
So let me break it down for you. So Kanye hit the gram this past weekend posting videos complaining again about Kim having North on TikTok. So after the video dropped, Pete had enough of Kanye and decided to get at him by text, y'all. So Gary, will you do the honor of reading Kanye's part? And Tanner, you be Skeet the Meat.
Yes, it's Skeet the Meat. I'm glad the BAFTAs and the Critics' Choice Awards were last night. Gary, you ready?
Yeah.
He's very enthusiastic there.
He's ready to play Kanye. I'm excited.
Okay,
like this.
Yo, it's Skeet. It's 8 a.m. It ain't got to be like this. Kim is literally the best mother I've ever met. I've decided I'm not going to let you treat us like this. Grow the up.
Oh, you using profanity. Where you at right now?
In bed with your wife.
Oh, my God.
You're more than welcome to come to Sunday service.
Let's meet after Sunday service in the Saints game. I'm at the Beverly Hills Hotel. We can have some food. Talking it out, man to man.
You want to come to me Sunday service?
This isn't public, dude. I'm not here for pictures and press, which you obviously are here for.
This is the worst celebrity feud ever.
Yeah,
like,
guys,
I have never heard anybody say you want to go talk it out over breakfast, man to man. And then the other dude go, come to service with me on Sunday.
Come to church and hear me
sing. The best line was, I'm in bed with your wife, bitch.
Oh, but wait, y'all. Kim and Pete are not the only ones Kanye is beefing with within the hills of Calabasas. He's on D.L. Hughley's ass, too, child.
Yeah.
So during an interview on Vlad TV, D.L. spoke on Kanye and Kim's messy divorce and said Kanye was stalking Kim and it's just not cool. Oh, and Ye took to the gram again to threaten the comedian. D.L. is a pawn. Yeah, I know a king not supposed to address a pawn, but I address everything and find addresses, D.L., so don't speak on me or my children. I can't afford to hurt you. Ooh. Then he posted a Google search that show that DL lives in Calabasas and said, what, DL lives in Calabasas? Yo, God is good. Well, y'all, DL is from the hood himself, and he was not fazed at all because DL tweeted, ain't that weird? Hashtag Kanye supposedly has all these goons who will kill for him, but not one of them will get his prescriptions filled. Here's the thought while you're on your way to kill me in Calabasas. How about somebody drop by CVS and pick up his Xanax, LOL? Hashtag Team DL.
That's a comedian for you.
Then he went in even harder, y'all, and said, hashtag Kanye, it's just too bad that you're acting like a nut. Won't stop. Hashtag Pete from Bussin' One.
Wow. You know,
that's a great exchange.
Y'all don't know. Don't ever try to come for DL heckling him. You can't. He's the master.
Do any of y'all, honey, live in Calabasas, baby? Because Kanye is definitely going to come, honey, for you the next time and you keep talking about him here on Dish Nation. So y'all better watch.
Sherry, you in Calabasas?
I live 3 minutes away from Calabasas, but it was the neighborhood going down in Calabasas. Listen up, because HK has just the thing you'll need.
So learning a second language in high school or college wasn't for me. I tried to take French, but that didn't go too bueno, right? So I decided to switch to a more doable class. But now, thanks to Babbel, this language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's a fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you want to travel, connect in a deeper way with your family, or you just want to have some free time, Babbel is perfect because it teaches languages in a way that you'll actually use it in the real world. Right now, I'm learning Italian in hopes to go to travel to the Italian Sea like George Clooney does year-round. I can dream, right? Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn on the go. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. Their teaching method actually works. So start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. And right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of 3. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code DISH. That's Babbel.com, code DISH. Babbel, language for life.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, right now, we have a baking legend here with us today. And unfortunately, he was the first person to go home from the Masked Singer. Please welcome pastry chef, the artist formerly known as Mick Terrier, the one, the only, Duff Gorman.
Nice.
Now, Duff, you literally sang your head off and made Masked Singer history by this happening.
Oh, now he's gonna fall. His master's still up.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my god!
Now, what was going on through your mind, bro, when your head fell off?
So here's it, like, I did my little howl, you know, and I got up, and I'm like, I did it! I did make a fool out of myself, and then I stepped off the stage, I, like, my foot just felt air.
No,
and I was like, oh man, this is gonna hurt.
No.
Yeah, I was like, my hands were going up, because I was just like, uh-oh. And the head was gone. Like, there was no way I was gonna catch it. So I was able to get back, my hand's already here, so I just went like this. Then, And then once I did die, my next thought was, are they going to sue me? Because I thought I ruined the show, and I was like, oh no.
Chef, what was your initial reaction when you were approached to do the show?
Yeah. It's funny. Like, I don't have that thing that like makes people have stage fright. Mm. Like my whole life, I like being a clown. Yeah. It's just called that. And so my agent was like, "Hey, you want to do Masked Singer?" I was like, "Absolutely! That show looks amazing." Yeah.
And Chef, you made it even more amazing because in the history that has never happened.
Right.
But you even had the judges fooled. What made you go with the accent?
I just wanted to see if I could do it. I was like, hey, you know what would be funny? If I do a Scottish accent, maybe they'll actually think I'm Scottish. But nobody was
That's
fooled.
Hilarious.
Nobody That's was fooled.
Duff, so tell us about your costume. Now, is the terrier your favorite breed?
Well, have you guys ever seen that movie Best in Show?
Yes.
Okay.
Favorite movie.
Well, the winner of Best in Show was a terrier. Uh-huh. His name was Winky. And I was like, you know what? Winky was like, he was the underdog. But, and then like Winky wins. And I was like, you know what? I'm the underdog here. I want to be a champion like Winky. I want to be a terrier. That was my thinking.
Love it.
Well played. Well, Duff, you have a do-it-yourself cake decorating company in L.A. Do you think you'll add the McTerrier as some sort of decor option for people who are fans of not only your cooking work, but also you on The Masked Singer?
That is a great idea. Hold on. You guys.
You better do it.
No, oh my gosh.
Yo, Duff, thank you so much for hanging out with us. You were amazing on the show. The whole Ahead coming off was probably the highlight of all time for me.
It was.
With The Masked Singer. But make sure to catch the next episode of The Masked Singer this Wednesday on Fox. You never know who will be under the mask. And keep it locked right here because we got more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's time for
Dizzy Dish Coming!
Well. Original Wonder Woman actress Linda Carter, y'all remember her?
Oh, yes.
Well, clearly said, no shoes, no problem, because she appeared on the red carpet for the Ruth Bader Ginsburg Woman of Leadership Ceremony in Washington, D.C., looking stunning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But get this, she was barefoot. Hey. So Linda was taking a page out of Selena Gomez after she came to the 2022 SAG Awards shoeless.
Nice.
Hey, which one of y'all, Atlanta, Brett, Gary, Chewy, Sherry, which one of y'all think has the best looking feet?
Chewy. My middle toe is really long and my one toe looks like a knuckle.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's why I will kick your ass. Yeah.
Not just pick up the bike with it.
Sherry's feet look like they put in manual labor. Like,
yeah.
My feet's name is Manual.
Yeah. Sherry's feet, they have a lot on their mind.
You ever been in bed and you rub your feet on the sheets and it go...
Never, actually. That's never happened to me, Sherry Shepherd.
If I scratch your back with my toes, you're going to be an emergency.
Wow. That is
horrible.
Sherry, you better keep money, baby, because with feet like that, girl, you'll never get a man.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.